An app for the young aims at retirement? I'm David Brancaccio. Robinhood, the online trading platform popular among younger stock and crypto traders, now says that it's getting into the retirement account business, individual retirement accounts, IRAs. This is the same company the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority hit with the largest fine it had ever imposed, $70 million, for misleading customers and encouraging overly risky trades. The app used push alerts, encouraging users to make trades that could potentially put them in the hole. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Robinhood lost a bunch of users after federal regulators fined them for a number of misleading practices. Now it's trying to lure some back with fee-free individual retirement accounts aimed at gig workers who don't always have access to retirement savings plans. Steve Quirk is chief brokerage officer at Robinhood.
What we set out to do is put our minds to thinking about how we can build an offering that helps them.
It fits with Robinhood's stated mission of democratizing finance, first through stock trading and now with retirement. John Scott is project director for retirement savings at the Pew Charitable Trusts. He says anything that gets young people thinking about retirement savings is a positive.
In this country, your retirement security is dependent on what you save. And the earlier you save, even if it's a small amount, it could have a big impact on your retirement security.
Robinhood says it has almost 500,000 people on a waiting list for the IRA product, but the census puts the number of Americans without retirement savings in the tens of millions.
I don't think it's going to move the needle one iota.
Alicia Minnell is director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
It's really rare for someone to go out and set up an individual retirement account and contribute to it. It won't hurt anything, but it is not the answer to the coverage problem in our existing retirement system.
Robinhood says it's looking to educate users on retirement and what the app is doing with the money that people contribute. But Vicky Bogan at Cornell University is skeptical. She testified last year in Congress that Robinhood's system of push notifications and prompts encouraged potentially risky trades that chiefly benefited the company's bottom line.
Its business model and business practices have not always served the best interest of the users on the platform.
She says lowering barriers to entry into the retirement space is definitely a good thing.
But transparency with regard to the business model and where exactly they're going to be making their money and how they're going to be making their money is important for users to understand.
Robinhood says it will make money on this product like it does elsewhere, through collecting a share of profits on customer trades, from interest on uninvested cash, and by lending out shares of stocks to short sellers. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
On the hunt for hidden risks to the financial system, the Securities and Exchange Commission is asking publicly held companies to let regulators know how exposed they are to digital assets of the crypto kind. This after one of the top crypto trading platforms, FTX, fell apart and into bankruptcy protection. Meanwhile, one Democratic congressman who's been a supporter of the crypto industry, Richie Torres of New York, is blaming the chair of the SEC, Gary Gensler, for the FTX mess and is urging the Government Accountability Office to look into the SEC's regulation and response to crypto. Let's do the numbers. Dow futures are up 0.2%, S&P futures up 0.3%, NASDAQ futures up 0.4%. Campbell Soup Company is saying sales rose 15% last quarter compared to the same time last year. That's despite selling fewer cans of soup. Sales volume fell by 1%. One way that happens is if the company raises prices beyond the inflation of its costs, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Campbell says price hikes were a big part of why its sales rose last quarter. But it's not just packaged foods that are getting more expensive. Almost everything is. Produce, meat, dairy, even going out to eat. And that's exactly why Campbell's soups and other packaged goods are looking a lot more attractive, despite their higher prices. People could trade down further and buy generic or private label foods, but those are getting more expensive too. Overall, food companies' input costs have been rising. And as a result, they're likely to keep prices high, since their costs are likely to stay high. Meanwhile, packaged food companies could focus more on offering products at multiple price points so people have cheaper options. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The Biden administration is suing to stop one of the biggest tech mergers amid the block Microsoft's purchase of the video game company Activision Blizzard. The government says the combination would hurt competition. It was a $75 billion deal, and a court fight is expected, which maybe could be its own video game. Microsoft is Xbox, Activision Blizzard is Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Tony Hawk stuff, Fast and Furious, and many more.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Japan, Britain, and Italy have announced an agreement to develop a new fighter jet, which could take to the air in about a dozen years. It's Japan's first major industrial defense collaboration beyond the U.S. since the Second World War. More from the BBC's defense correspondent, Jonathan Beale.
Building such a complex aircraft is extremely expensive, and Britain's been looking for partners. Italy was already on board, but the addition of Japan is a significant move at a time when Britain's forging closer ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific region, worried about a more assertive China. France, Germany, and Spain are already working together on their own separate design, as is the US. For the UK government, this agreement is not just about security, but also economics. The hope is that developing a new fighter jet could sustain and create thousands of UK jobs and open doors to more arms exports.
Jonathan Beals with our editorial partner, the BBC. Now, you ever notice that companies with unflattering news release it late on a Friday when fewer may be paying attention? Well, today's Friday, and a lot can happen on our beat, and we are paying attention. Don't miss the half-hour Marketplace with my colleague Kai Rizdahl on many public radio stations later today, or via podcast, or you can click marketplace.org. Our digital producers, Redmond Carolipio, engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.